People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com/coupon to save $1 off your first can.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of The Alchemy of True Success. And thanks so much for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, bringing business to spirituality and spirituality to business. Each show, we are committed to helping you, our enlightened audience, discover your purpose, share your gifts, and monetize your message. Life is short, so let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where spirituality and business blend. I am Jaden Sterling, your host. Thanks to all my loyal listeners from around the globe and beyond. So today I have a terrific guest, Inna Siegel, the award-winning international best-selling author of The Secret Language of Your Body. And before I introduce her, and she's terrific. I read her book. It's fantastic. And she's been kind enough to call in from Australia a little before 5 o'clock in the morning. So we're grateful to her. But before I introduce her, I've been guided to talk a little bit about this time right now and what is going on energetically, since it's affecting all of us globally. I've been getting a lot of emails from people, and I've received a lot of feedback on my Facebook fan page about changes that people are going through. And I wanted to talk a little bit about how best to use this energy that's available to you. And for those of you who listened to the show I recorded with Doreen Virtue earlier this year, you heard us refer to this incredible energetic time as the Age of Ascension. Then a few weeks later, after that show with Doreen, I had Bill Atride on the show, and he is the astrologer of the stars and to the stars. And he verified that, yes, indeed, we are in a new paradigm, and the energy has shifted toward a time of manifesting what we really, really desire. So no longer is it okay to ignore your soul, especially the message it has for you to share with others. Each of us have a unique gifts to share with others to assist people along their journey. And I ask you, have you discovered yours? And if so, I know your life has changed even in just the past few months. This energy helped me completely change my focus as well, so much that I even changed the name of this show to Soul to Profit Radio, because my soul is here to assist people to discover their purpose, develop their gifts, and monetize their message. This is a tremendous time of change and empowerment. Use this energy that is available and start taking steps to discover your purpose, develop your skills, and monetize your message. Remember, the Latin translation of the word prosperity is prosper, meaning for spirit. So when you are aligned within an abundant life, you honor your spirit. And today I will share toward the end of the show a few tips to assist you in taking steps toward discovering your soul's purpose. Now, before I bring on the wonderful Inna on the show, I'm going to pull a card from my Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle card deck. So we'll see what the universe wants us to be aware of for the week and what we need to know. So the card I pulled today is the Charity card. And it simply says, you are being reminded how important it is to be charitable in your thoughts and actions. It is time to share your resources with others without any expectations. And if you recall, Sonia Choquette was on the show a few weeks ago, and she said that exact thing. She said, give with no expectation. And as you know, she's a tremendous success and travels the globe speaking internationally as well. So I have an action step for you. over the next week, perform at least 3 random acts of kindness and do so anonymously. The reality is it's time to share your resources, which include money and time, with a person or a group who can use the assistance. If you are the recipient of a charitable act, pay it forward over the next 3 days. So there you go. You've got something to work on over the next week. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my terrific guest, Inna Segal. She is the creator of Visionary Intuitive Healing and the best-selling, award-winning author of The Secret Language of Your Body, The Essential Guide to Health and Wellness, and also is the creator of The Secret Language of Color Cards. And these are really neat there because she's a big believer in how color can have healing effects on the body, and I'm completely in agreement with her. She is an internationally recognized healer, professional speaker, author, and television host. Her book, The Secret Language of Your Body, The Essential Guide to Healing, contains a foreword written by Bernie Siegel and comes highly recommended by many doctors, psychologists, authors, and natural health practitioners. Her clients include doctors, CEOs, healthcare professionals, actors, and sports personalities. She is also the publisher and producer of over 35 visionary intuitive healing audio programs. Inna dedicates herself to assist others in their self-healing journey and empowerment. Her practical healing techniques include healing frequency. Radio and television appearances are changing the lives of millions of people around the world, and she's going to be so kind as to share with us a little bit as to how she's been able to develop her platform. So welcome, Inna, to the show. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me on the show.
Wonderful. Well, we're really happy to have you, and thank you for getting up so early in the morning. I know that's a big stretch, and well, have you had your big stretch today, or is this it?
Yeah, well, this is it since I've just woken up.
Good. Well, you know, as I said, I read your book. It's fantastic. I really enjoyed it. And I think our listeners would really enjoy hearing your story because as I started the show with, you know, that everyone has a soul, everyone has a purpose. And I think oftentimes we can discover that purpose through our own personal journey. And it sounds like you've been able to do that.
Yeah, I have. And it's funny you're talking about this now also because I'm editing my new book and there are several sections about communicating with your soul and discovering your soul purpose, which I've been editing in the last few days. So it's prevalent in my mind.
Wonderful.
But yeah, for me, I mean, I was actually really focused on becoming an author, a writer, a journalist, and an actress. That was kind of my idea of, you know, how my life was going to be. But, you know, as they say, sometimes, you know, when we are too busy making plans, the universe kind of comes up with its own and God laughs. So when I was a teenager, I started to have all sorts of different physical problems, including really bad back pain and psoriasis on my skin, and I had digestive problems where I couldn't eat a lot of things. So I was constantly visiting doctors and ending up in hospitals and just, you know, kind of, it was an experience of constantly going to some kind of health practitioner. And whilst I was getting better at different moments, when I got to about 18, 19, I started to kind of plateau and get worse. And at that point, I actually met my husband in an acting class, which I feel was quite predestined. And he was very interested in alternative health, and so started to encourage me and guide me to go to alternative health practitioners. But the problem was that I was by that stage, I was going with an attitude that I had developed, which was, okay, I'm happy to show up, but you have to take care of me and do, you know, and fix me, which wasn't really working. And I got to a point, which was really my turning point of my healing journey and probably, well, the real discovery of my purpose here, when I woke up one day and my back was twisted. And I mean, it wasn't one day, but this was a particular day, and I was just in agony. And I went to see this chiropractor because I didn't know what else to do. And even on the way to the chiropractor's office, I literally felt like I was almost leaving my body from just the agony of the pain. And when I got there, he actually had heard about how I was feeling and came out into the foyer. And when he looked at me, he just said to me, "Your body's stuck." And I said, "I know that part. What are you going to do about this?" And he just looked at me for about a minute and didn't speak, and then said nothing. And I said, "What do you mean nothing?" And he said, "Your body wants to be stuck. Go home." So I have to say, on the way home, I wasn't in as much pain because I was so mad. And but his words really resonated with some part of me, and I started to reflect on the fact that when I actually had immigrated from Russia with my parents to Australia, I didn't know English and I had to learn this language. And my body was speaking to me in a particular language which I didn't know, and this was my opportunity to learn. And so when I got home, I made a decision that I was going to heal myself and find out what was really going on in my body. Even though I didn't know how to do that, I really just felt such a strong resolve. It was like every cell of my body was going, okay, there is no other choice except to heal. So because I had studied acting, I thought, well, I don't really know what to do, but let me just try out some of the acting techniques. And so I started to breathe really deeply and breathe with the pain rather than against the pain. I also felt really guided to place my hands on my back, on my lower back, which is where I had the most of the pain. And then I started counting backwards from 30 because that was the only thing that I could think of to get my mind busy and also to meditate. And as I was counting backwards from 30 and trying to stay with the pain, there were moments where it was kind of like there was just this gap. And at one of those moments, I just had this really strong feeling to say, if there is, well, to ask, I guess, if there is something divine out there, then I want help and I want it now. Mm-hmm. And I really kind of said it with all my intention and strength, and not really expecting much because I was getting a bit jaded and skeptical by that stage. And so I just said it, and then I felt this warmth go through my body, and I had my eyes closed, and I felt like I kept seeing flashes of gold light. And I thought, okay, something's happening. And then it occurred to me to ask if I, if I could see inside my body. And again, I didn't really expect much, but then I literally felt like there was a switch that went on, and I could see as if I had X-ray vision into my spine and in like where the vertebrae were, and it was a bit scary, I have to say.
Not bad.
Because I could see the twist and the inflammation in my back. And so my next question was, okay, why? You know, why do I have this? And it's quite amazing. When I asked, it was like I started to get this, you know, a flow of information in terms of my belief systems and my thoughts, because although I had wanted to do acting and I wanted to write, I had so many people over the years tell me how it was impossible and you would never make any money doing it, and, you know, I was in the wrong place you know, and all sorts of things. And so I didn't actually realize at the time just the effect of, you know, those negative belief systems. And then besides that, I started to focus on my emotions and ask, well, what emotions do I have stored in my body? And again, because I had been doing acting and I thought, well, I'm, you know, expressing all my emotions, I didn't realize that I wasn't actually. And there was a lot of emotional energy of rejection that was coming from my childhood that was quite stuck there, and anger and frustration and fear and, you know, and obviously fear of, like, where am I going to end up with this health condition, because it was scary, you know, to be around 20, and at times I wasn't able to walk, I was always in pain. So I kept exploring. I kept asking, like, well, was there anything else? Like, you know, is it just mine, or did it, you know, are there any memories here? And a lot of memories, both of my school and also my parents, because they, you know, they were constantly fighting and constantly having problems with money, and always, you know, I never knew what would happen in terms of whether they would stay together, whether they wouldn't, and, you know, how we would survive as well. So it was a huge thing. And then I said, well, okay, but what about my ancestry? Is there anything related to that? And then I actually started to get feelings and images of my grandparents, who had both gone through the war and lost a lot of family members when they were really young and survived but could never talk about it. So I realized that I had a lot of their ancestral memories and their fear. And I kept saying, I'm willing to let this go. And I was crying throughout this whole process at different points. It was quite intense and not always pleasant. And my last question was, you know, again, is there anything else? I kept saying, is there anything else? Is there anything else? And I was shown also that I was one of those people, and many people probably relate to this, who was always pulling energy from other people. And so if I was around people who were not well, I'd naturally want to help and subconsciously try to, like, take their energy from them and then process it through my body. And I realized that very often when I would spend time with people who were not feeling well, they would feel much better after, let's say, an hour, and I would feel much worse, and it would take me days to recover. And so I realized, oh, okay, I have to learn about this, you know, how not to do this. And so then I actually fell asleep, and the next day when I wake up, about 70% of the pain was gone. My back was straight, and I couldn't actually deny the fact that this was a physical experience of an amazing healing. And over the next 3 weeks, I just kept learning, and just, you know, I felt like I discovered kind of a new gift, a new toy, and connecting to my body and asking different questions and trying out visualizations and breathing techniques that would just come to me, and also trying to communicate to my body and changing certain cellular memories. And by the end of 3 weeks, I had no pain at all in my body, and my digestive system improved by about 90%. My skin had improved by about 90% as well. I had, you know, my anxiety went down dramatically, so I knew that this was amazing. So I was like, okay, I want to learn about it. So that was kind of my beginning.
Well, thank you for sharing that story. You know, and as you were talking, it occurred to me that maybe you could write a book called Ask Yourself Well. Because your questions were fantastic. So when you were asking these questions, who were you asking the questions to?
I think it was a combination of my body and what I would call that, you know, your healing intelligence and your divine intelligence inside the body, because I did think about the fact that, you know, my body had this incredible intelligence where my heart was beating without me doing anything, or my blood was flowing and all sorts of things, you know, my hair was growing, all sorts of things were happening without me actually doing anything. So I figured there was an intelligence inside my body. And then, you know, I also was obviously exploring the idea of, you know, asking my soul, asking a higher intelligence, a higher self. So I think at that time I was just like, if anyone is there anywhere, please help me.
You know, exactly. And
later on, I started to understand things more specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's powerful, because when you're asking the questions, you're inviting assistance, right? I mean, we say that the only way that we can get assistance from others and from our angelic guides, or also from invisible guides, is when we ask for that help. And it sounds like you were at a point where you had tried everything, you were fed up, and you said, okay, now let's call in the big guns and figure this thing out.
Definitely. And, you know, as you just said that, I mean, I'm actually constantly talking to people about developing a relationship with their, you know, with their divine aspect, with their soul, with their guides, and you know, and I'm always saying to people, it's got to be a daily experience, because so many people actually wait until something disastrous is occurring, or, you know, an illness, to start asking for any kind of help. And actually, it works incredibly well if we ask daily.
Yeah, I agree. Practice it, right? The more that we do it, the better we get at it. And I think the more in tune we get with the frequency of the soul, because it has a different frequency than, let's say, our physical body.
Mm. Definitely.
So is there an area, I'm curious, is there a specific area in the body that corresponds with the energy of money?
Yeah, well, definitely. So lower back does.
Okay.
And, I mean, your back in general is an area which is all about support and breaks down when you don't have it. And your lower back, your first two chakras actually of your body, the sacral and the root chakra, are highly connected both to your, you know, to your childhood, to your family, and to your beliefs about survival and money, and how good you are at manifesting things into the physical reality. And so this is when I teach people about different chakras, and in my visionary intuitive healing workshop, I start with teaching people about the 9 chakras, actually, and which includes the soul chakra, which is the 9th chakra, and the 8th chakra, which is Akashic Records. I talk to them about the fact that when we're manifesting things into the physical reality, it usually starts at the level of the soul, even if we're not conscious of it, and then starts to move through the body and through the different chakras, depending on whether they are open. And it's not that the chakras are not, it's not that they can be closed, but it's more that they can be stuck and they're, you know, unreceptive, and sometimes even deformed, depends on what's happening in your body. So when they are clear and open and receptive, then this energy moves through the whole body, connecting to the heart, obviously, and checking really at the level of the heart whether we're really into this idea, whether this is for our highest good, whether this is something that's sustainable. And then once it moves into the solar plexus, which is our power center, it becomes more physical and goes, okay, are we actually going to take action on this, you know, idea that came from our soul, and are we really into this? And then it moves into the sacral, which is the last area where it, you know, your, I guess, idea and your belief and your and whatever you're manifesting can stop. And I highly don't recommend that it happens there, because often when it does, women in particular get cysts around their reproductive areas, and men often get prostate problems. So you know, but if all is well in that area and you are very grounded, because in order to manifest things, you've got to be solid in terms of your beliefs and in terms of your what you're doing, your actions. Once it actually the idea or the, you know, whatever you're working on, the project moves towards the root chakra, it's no longer your own, because now it's moving out into the world and trying to attract all the people and finances and possibilities and opportunities and places that you need to go to in order to make this your reality. So
That's amazing. And where is the ninth where's the ninth chakra, the soul chakra, located?
It's about probably just your, if you put your hand kind of your hands up, mm-hmm. then it's around that area, you know, like if you just kind of raise them. So maybe, well, I guess, yeah, just
yeah.
The
above
yeah,
the head,
just above your head, yeah.
Okay. And then the eighth is slightly below that.
Yeah, it's about, well, in terms of centimeters that we use in Australia, it's about 4 centimeters above your head. So it's just above the seventh chakra.
That's fascinating. Wow. And wow. So you, through the work that you've done, now you came to this discovery many years ago, right? Like this is something that you've been working with for decades.
Maybe not decades, because I'm only 33.
Oh, 33, okay.
I did discover it about 13 years ago, so it's been a while.
And what is something that when you started to look into this that you just it just absolutely blew your mind in terms of the ability of the body and its ability to heal?
I think it was the fact that the connection to our consciousness, that was the thing that, you know, blew my mind in a sense, because it was like, you know, I realized that depending on who was embodying really the body in terms of their, you know, the consciousness and what people really strongly believe their point of view on life, you know, the healing could actually happen instantly if they totally transformed that belief. And what I'm talking about is, for instance, I do this process in some of my workshops where I say to people, let's imagine that you have 10 steps to your bliss, to your, you know, to where you would be like, this is my life purpose, this is where I would be just totally living it from a place of joy and a place of, you know, just sharing, and I would be, my consciousness would be really high and so on. And I say to people, so let's say that's step 10 and we start from step 1, meaning that's the furthest step away from your soul purpose and your bliss, we'll call it. Where are you at? And so let's say, often people say, well, I'm on step 3 or step 4. And I'll say, okay, well, let's move to that step. Now, describe to me how you feel physically on that step, what your beliefs are, how people react to you, what actually is going on. And people will describe things, but in a very, you know, and their sensations, which are very physical, and often they'll have pain if they're on step 3 or 4 in their bodies. And within minutes, I'll say, okay, let's visualize letting go of some of these, and might guide them, you know, to work with energy and actually release some of this energy, and then move to the next step. And I'll say, well, what are you feeling on this next step? And they go, well, I don't have as much pain. I feel really different. And then let's say we move 2 or 3 steps. Let's say it's 3. By the time we move those 3 steps, they feel completely different, and they may have no pain in their body at all. You know, and I've had people do this process who've been, like, literally in agony or been, like, really itchy or, you know, like, all sorts of things. And if they move forward those steps, and I'm just literally guiding them to do that within a few minutes, they feel physically completely different. But if I guide them back to the step they were on, they will have the pain again. And what I realized was that, you know, how we see the world and how we think about things, how we feel, you know, our ancestral beliefs and cellular memories that we kind of invest in our emotional aspects and our energy has a huge, huge impact on our health. And things can change instantly if we are just in the right state to transform it, or, you know, something divine happens. And one of the interesting things that I've found was also, Candace Peart actually talks about this, is that there's been a lot of experiments, including ones with people with, you know, multiple personality disorders. And what can happen is that, let's say a person has three personalities, and personality A might have diabetes or liver problems that are very serious, and then they switch into personality B, and in personality B they don't have, you know, liver problems, or they don't have diabetes anymore, and they have a skin problem. And then they might switch into personality C, and they no longer have skin problems and they don't have diabetes, but their eye color changes. And
that's incredible.
You know,
same person.
And so, and she said, you know, and this is not done, like, this is not like imaginary or anything like that. I mean, this is done scientifically, where they're actually testing people and, you know, doing scans and stuff. And what she said, I remember listening to this, was that, you know, this is so incredible, because the personality that's in the body, from these experiments, this is what it's showing, that that's the one that's actually creating the chemical reactions inside the body, which then manifest themselves as disease, you know, or health.
Yeah. That's intense. It's and it makes sense, because it's the consciousness that they're bringing to that personality. Is that right? The thoughts, the beliefs, everything that embodies that personality A, B, or C. So then, that being said, and you said something fascinating right before then, was that part of our lineage in terms of what happens to us affects our physical body this lifetime. So can you speak to what percent, you know, if you had to look at it on a scale or a percentage scale, what would it be in terms of our thoughts and beliefs now with this lifetime versus what our ancestors have thought and our, you know, our grandparents and their parents before that? What is the effect of that?
It's huge, like absolutely huge. I mean, it's like literally between 50% and 70%.
Wow.
Of how we are, yeah. It's, you know, it depends on the person, but let's say between those two, because, you know, besides the fact that this is what they thought and this comes through in our DNA and our genes, it's the fact that we are brought up with that. I guess some people are not, but majority are, you know, and so we are, you know, not only are we experiencing their beliefs and their thoughts, thought patterns and so on, it's also that, you know, our nervous systems are actually copying the nervous systems of the people who are around us. And I've done quite a lot of research into trying to understand how the nervous system works. And from just to explain it in an easy way to understand, the nervous system is kind of like a student and a teacher all in one. So in terms of being a student, it's always learning from whatever is going on in our environment, you know, and the people around us, and literally copying other people's nervous systems. That's why, you know, there's a whole saying about, if you want to, let's say, be wealthy or successful, then, you know, you need to find wealthy and successful friends, because it's literally like on the level of your nervous system, your nerves, your, you know, your cells, that your energy that you're learning. And the thing is also that then, once it's learned, the nervous system is teaching your body what to do. So it starts sending messages, you know, obviously this includes your, you know, from your brain into your spinal cord, into, you know, your whole nervous system, and telling all the organs, and including, you know, as well as the spine, what to do.
Wow. Which is fascinating, and I believe that. I mean, I've been aware within my own physical body of when I have felt certain feelings around, you know, for instance, feeling worthy and deserving. I coach a lot of people to manifest wealth and abundance in their lives and align with their purpose. And I've also found within my own self is when I am feeling very calm and assured that I am worthy and deserving of something, it comes to me, and it comes really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So the show is called Soul to Profit Radio, and like I said earlier in the show, we help people discover their soul's purpose. We help them develop skills and monetize their message, and you've become a huge international success. Can you share with our listeners a few steps that allowed you to become so successful?
I can, actually, and it was a really fascinating experience in terms of being guided as well, because I know that you're, like you were mentioning, you had Doreen on the show and stuff like that. And so I had a very powerful experience with an angel, actually. And, well, before that, this happened when I was about 25, this experience. Before that, I was actually learning as much as I could by, you know, interviewing people for, because I wanted to be a writer, and I figured the best way to learn is to actually find mentors and find people who've already done what I want to do, which was actually to write books and to do workshops, to travel, to speak. And so I kept interviewing different people, and whilst I was doing that, they invited me, a lot of them, to their workshops, which was a big bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was learning both from actually speaking to them directly and from attending their workshops. And then what also happened was that I decided, well, how can, you know, let me link everything that I have together and kind of move towards my soul purpose, because a lot of people were saying things to me like, well, you've just got to focus and concentrate on one thing, which you do in a way, but I'm not one of those people who can do that. So I need to be creative. I need to have a lot of different outlets for, you know, what I want to do. And so I thought, okay, well, if I interview people, and I've learned a lot about healing, and it's part of my purpose to share with other people, then how can we make this work? And one of the things that happened also was that I called up magazines and basically magazine editors and said, well, you know, I have healed myself and I'm learning a lot about healing. Is there a way that I can write articles and swap them for ads? And some of them said yes, you know, and so this way I could get people to know about what I was doing myself, which was at the beginning just seeing people one-on-one. And then I also said, well, at the same time, when I was sharing with some of them, they said, well, come into our offices and actually do healing on everybody who works for some of those, you know, magazines. And so then I was getting that experience, plus I was also getting testimonials from them, which you can't buy.
Right, exactly.
And people would read the ad and would go, oh, the editor of this magazine went to see you. Okay. And they give this testimonial, so I'm going to come and see you as well. So I was doing all sorts of things like that before. And then when I was actually 24, I got a very clear message that I had to stop. But when I turned 25, I'd have to stop interviewing people the way I had been before and relying on sharing their messages and actually start doing my own thing. And also that I had to actually start teaching or putting together a workshop that was related to healing was before I was doing things, but it was more related to personal development. And so I was like, oh, thank you for giving me 1 year notice.
The universe is good that way.
Yeah, and it was very specific. It was really interesting because I knew something would happen, but I didn't know what would happen. And it was very funny because when I was turning 25, I had all these really well-known people lined up to interview, and I just kept getting this message like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because once you turn 25, you got to stop doing, you know, what you've been doing before. And so, and it was true, you know, once I turned 25, it was like I just couldn't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay. So I put together this workshop, and which was 5 days, and I had never done anything like that. And it was very intense, and so I decided that I was going to have a holiday after this workshop. But not only was I going to have a holiday, I wanted it to be like an intuitive experience. So basically, and I do this sometimes, I put into Google like resorts in Australia, and I said the first one that comes up, I'll go there, and doesn't matter where it is. And so there was one that came up, and I booked it before I knew where it was.
Wow.
And told my husband, and I have 2 children as well, and they were quite little at the time. So I live in Melbourne, and the resort was about 5 hours from Sydney, and we were going to drive up there. So my husband wasn't as excited when he found out what I did, but mm-hmm. I was like, I have to just follow my intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And amazingly, so what happened was that after I finished this 5-day workshop, because I did it just through the week, so it was I finished on Saturday. I was reading a book, and it was from Edgar Cayce, who was a very famous mm-hmm. healer, and was known as a sleeping prophet in like the 1930s and 1940s. And as I was reading the book, I got to part in the book which said, when Edgar Cayce was 13, he had read the Bible 13 times, and he was like reading the Bible at this point, and an angel appeared to him, and the angel asked him, what do you want to do in your life in terms of your life purpose? And he said, I want to heal children. And the angel said, okay, that's granted. And I remember reading it and thinking, what a cool experience. I wouldn't mind if an angel came and told me what I'm meant to do.
Right.
And,
can you tell us within like 30 seconds?
Yeah. And
okay.
Basically, the angel, like within a few minutes, I felt this huge presence, and there was an angel that appeared and said to me, well, actually, if you don't know now, I just want to let you know, you'll be traveling, you'll be writing, and you know, a lot of people know about you, and you have an agreement to do this, so go ahead.
Oh, that's a great story, and thank you for sharing that. And can you also share, I know you're coming to the States soon to do a workshop. Are you going to be in the New York area, or?
Yeah, I will be, actually. I'm coming next week, and I'm doing events from Tuesday. You know, I'm doing something at Namaste Bookshop, and I'm also doing a 2-day workshop in April from the 13th and 14th of April, which is going to be all about connecting to your body and getting messages and clearing up stuff and learning how to communicate with it and heal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, really powerful, and I really encourage people to come, whether they have physical problems or they just want to prevent having pain in mm-hmm. their body. And people can actually register on InLight Events website. So it's in-light-events.com, or they
Excellent.
Can go to my website, inasiegel.com.
Oh, you've been such a treat, and a thank you so much for sharing all of your wisdom that you shared with us today and your story. It's fascinating. You're fascinating. I wish you lots of continued success in your life, and keep changing lives and healing people.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, everyone. You heard Anna Siegel. She's terrific. You can check out her work, annasiegel.com. I am your host, Jaden Sterling. We ran a little bit over, but next week I have a fun show with Tamara Gerlach, author of Cultivating Radiance. I know you're really going to enjoy her. For more information about my work, please visit us at Facebook on our fan page. It is Jaden Sterling's Wealth and Wisdom page. We have a really fun community of people who are engaged in weekly conversations about discovering their purpose and monetizing their gifts. And you can also find my work at Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling.com. Thanks so much for joining me. Please remember this week, fill your soul and your wallet. You deserve it. Have a great week, everyone.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.